Snakes, oh, they're frightened of death, snakes.
The snakes are back up there.
Oh, dreadful they were.
We were told how to cope if we got bitten with a viper.
I don't think they got adders up there, have they?
They did have.
Oh, did they? They used to kill them and hang them on the trees. And they never died till night, did they? So when you went along, you used to knock their tail, then they'd wriggle. We were hard as nails.
We were told, don't...
hard as nails.
Because there were only half a dozen of us, and we used to play about this common like rabbits ourselves, really, and rough as they come, you know. I mean, nobody had anything, and unemployment was pretty grim, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So our schoolmaster, Mr. Biss, he got up in front. I don't know whether someone had got bitten, but he said, no, when you're out playing on the common, watch out for the snakes. Now, if you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. But he said, if you should get bitten, lay quite still and send a friend to get help. Much help was there on the common? There was nobody there at all. And then get a handkerchief, put it over the wound, and let another friend suck the poison out.
And also in the dip there, the gully, sundew grew, didn't it?
I never knew about the sundew until you spoke about it.
We went up from the school, especially to see the sundews.
I never even
saw them. From the high school.
Yeah.
A nature walked up there.
What did they look like?
Well, it's little yellow flowers. As soon as a creature steps on it, it closes it, kills it.
A man-eater.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It's one of the few places in England, I think, that it grew. But we
never even knew about
it. To get that.
I knew about this lily of the valley down Peckmore. My father showed me that.